The number of new cases of COVID-19 in Northwest Lower Michigan remains low. In the last few days, only a handful of cases were added in the region. Still, residents are getting alerts about new exposure sites in Petoskey, Gaylord, and Traverse City. And Grand Traverse County went a number of weeks without a new case, but Friday announced four. IPR's Taylor Wisner spoke with regional health departments about how they're tracing and stopping the spread of the disease behind the scenes. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Dan.
How is the virus spreading right now?
Well, testing has opened up to almost anyone that wants it right now. And some employers are taking advantage of that, especially if they've had someone on their staff test positive. In some cases, they're actually mandating that all their employees get tested. So that's actually led to some more cases traced to workplace exposure. The Health Department of Northwest Michigan says right now the majority of positive cases they see come from workplace exposure. That's when people who are positive work in close proximity to others. They may not even show symptoms, but once they're tested later on, test positive.
Taylor, what do we know about these possible coronavirus exposure sites that we've been hearing about? What's the risk of the disease spreading among people who were actually there?
So the reason the health departments send out these notices is when they can't identify everyone who may have been exposed. In some cases, people who maybe visited a busy place don't remember if they were really close to someone, say at a bar, or if they were in a grocery store, they don't remember maybe how many people they were walked very closely to. And for that reason, they send out these notices just to alert people. But for the most part, the health department says the risk of actually picking up the coronavirus in these settings is probably pretty low. Still, Grand Traverse County health officials say they're getting reports of people not wearing masks in stores, which does put people at greater risk.
Grand Traverse County reported four people tested positive on Friday. How does the health department investigate those cases?
Health departments are mandated to notify those who possibly came in contact with a positive case within a 24-hour period. So what happens is the health department gets an alert that someone tested positive, and then they have to start an investigation and find out all those people that may have come in contact with that person. This weekend, that was a bit of a struggle for the Grand Traverse County Health Department, getting those four cases and then having at least nine health department staff at the Turtle Creek Stadium testing site with the National Guard. They were occupied, but still the health department had five of their employees spend the weekend reaching out to 38 people they identified as possibly being exposed to those four positive cases. What they do is they call those individuals and ask a series of questions. They make sure that they self-quarantine for 14 days, and then over that period, they check in daily to monitor the health and answer any questions that those individuals may have.
Taylor, if 38 people are followed up for every four people who become infected, what does that mean for the rest of the summer if visitors come and spread the disease? I mean, is the health department going to be able to really keep up with all this tracking?
Yeah, and I should say, you know, each case is different. So it could be 38 for four people, or it could be one person for one person. It really changes depending on the case. But the health department's really gearing up for every possible scenario. I spoke with four different departments in our region, and they say they're adjusting shift schedules to keep up with new cases, like ones that develop over the weekend. And they've moved people off of their assignments so that they can just focus on this, or they've been able to do two jobs simultaneously. So they've really identified how important it is to monitor people right away, to find all those people who may have been exposed and to catch those asymptomatic people. You know, in some counties, the health department is actually finding just one infected person can spread the disease within a whole family living in a home. So that's one way of really spreading the virus in a community unknowingly. So they've found that tracking those cases is a really important way of catching that, and also testing. The more testing that's done, the better idea our region has of how many positive cases there are and how to stop the spread of the disease.
IPR's Taylor Wisner on how regional health departments are tracing and trying to stop the spread of COVID-19 behind the scenes. Taylor, thanks.
Thanks, Dan.